Blog Talk Radio.
This is what men do to try to get every hair. This is what we do. Introducing Fusion Pro Glide, rebuilt with FlexBall technology, makes maximum contact over tricky contours and gets virtually every hair. New FlexBall for the Fusion Pro Glide. Gillette, the best a man can get.
Nigga, you remember that shit I gave you last week, nigga? It's nothing, nigga. It's nothing. It's nothing, nigga.
Poetic beat.
This shit right here, nigga. This shit right here, nigga. Right here. This shit, nigga. This shit here, nigga.
The bigger the cap, the bigger the pillar.
Here I go again, making this paper, chasing these bars, just strapped back from Jamaica. Oh my gosh, baby, put the out-of-town plates on the back of the car. Tell them we gon' meet them in the back of the bar. This money like birthday money, all big faces, need all that. Put the money in the safe and the flow in the basement. Stack it, wrap it, rubber bands, roll blunts, then drive with my other hand. Win or lose, you already know MCs gon' get it when I bend the rules. It's the microphone master, super rhyme maker. West Coast Cali got a grand on the Lakers. MCs, go hard or go home. Get a whole zone right in your own zone like
God damn.
The West Coast never fell off.
What's up to the G-Code? What you think we were?
How you gonna be down with us? Trying to come in the back door.
The West Coast never fell off.
What's up to the G-Code?
What
you think
we were? Suckers.
Bound together by motherfuckers that's known to break them off something.
Romeo's horseshoe soles, rubber heel, yeah, that's that nigga shield. Black coat jack, 84 black with the chrome fadeaways, getting money nowadays. Baby, meet the flockers, flocking like pigeons. Invade and follow you back to where you're living. Break bread to catch one to the head. Barack said change, so I'm jacking instead. Pause, that's too much info. But sucker MC's about to get with the info. Instrumental nympho, still on the endo. Moving in slow-mo, but still on tempo. Alexander, oh chill, never late. And bitches never leave me alone like Nate. Fuck a legend, put me down, that's great. How you chicken strip, niggas fucking with a soul plate.
God damn.
The West Coast never fell off.
What's up to the G-Code?
What
you think
we were?
Suckers.
How you gonna be down with us? Trying to come in the back door.
The West Coast never fell off.
What's up to the G-Code?
What you think
we were? Suckers.
Wake your punk ass up.
You niggas slept too long. Good afternoon, my full crazy straight jacket in that padded room. Black pistol, Jack Nichols, nigga. I'm full of thoughts about your naga, leave a clear conscience. Grant your death wish, call me Charles Bronson. Call me narcissistic, most my car's topless. Grave digger, gold shovel, bury all of y'all. Stay strapped and I'm ready, case my karma calls. Big body swerving, I'm hugging up all the lanes. Full Kevlar, Thunder Gabbana, guardian angel. How well is that? Who is him? Keep my pockets swole. My hustle in the gym. Threat roll with me from jump. That nigga too with it. Chill, still Compton's most wanted with the blue fitted. Don't trip out the west, we straight. I get that ass serve on the side. Soul plate, nigga.
Get ready, God damn.
The West Coast never fell off.
What's up to the G-Code?
What
you
think
we
suckers?
How you gonna be down with us? Trying to come in the back door.
The West Coast never fell off.
What's up to the G-Code?
What
you think we suckers?
Away. Good evening from WBBN. The Gozy Time Multimedia presents the Boston Chronicles, broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria. The call-in number is 516-453-9133. Press pound 1 to join the Gozy Time conversation. Welcome, everybody, to this segment of Ngozi Time Multimedia. But pay attention. Words are a unit of language consisting of one or more spoken sounds or written representation that functions as a principal carrier of meaning. And words become accentual with accentual syllabic verses enclosed within repetition of consonant sounds. The use of words creates stories of imagery to cross a divide intentionally, seeking a literary tone, and most often those sounds are beginning of words in close proximity of words. Words that can make you see how a man was made a slave and how a slave was made a man. By the level of formality that a speaker uses, and the speaker may reveal in his words his personality in an unexpected and unflattering way. And sometimes in an unusual and surprising conjunction of ideas, embodying a seemingly contradiction that is nonetheless true. Words are, of course, the most powerful drug used by mankind, because even the smallest of words can be the ones to hurt you or save you. Again, good evening from WBBN, Ngozi Time Multimedia, presents the Boston Chronicles, broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria. If you want to get on this mic tonight, the calling number is 516-453-9133 and press #1 to join the Ngozi Time conversation. So let me kick this thing off for you. Love color from the cosmic kaleidoscope. She opens the door of my mind with a simple little message. Stir my vibes like a beautiful kaleidoscope. Her sexy little voice came again as I listened distinctly. That's what I see and feel when I see your beauty. She had me thinking about how to capture her beauty from the tones and beats of her waves of voiceful music. It was her replay. Applied in the morning light, unique musical vibes and melodies and lyrics were kaleidoscopes coming alive in my mind. Her vibrations had me high. I wanted to stay connected to her inspiration, her insight. Her whispers, come join me, follow the yellows and blues, let it take you on a trip through a beautiful harmonic universe. Her melodies of kaleidoscope sang with her favorite tune. Always a pleasure to share with you. It makes my spirit happy, clearly and beautifully expressing what it is in my soul frequency singing, spiritual moments of stirring syncopation. Matches beat for beat with the words, multi-love got me floating to meet her universe. I'll fly away beautiful with her, her sexy vibe inside nocturnal dreams, giving off unique vibes. Stir my vibes like a beautiful kaleidoscope. Soft, melodic, and beautiful, her inner outer song lulls me alone before her swift embrace engulfs me, radiating warmth, peace, light, and love. Her whispers sung, this is how I feel when you send your spirit on the chase of me. So daily I return the favor with a simple little message, stir my vibes like a beautiful kaleidoscope. Indeed. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome again. Now we have a track by the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame legend, Brother O.
It's been a long time. What's up?
Nothing can save ya. I'm flying in that peak car, smiling at haters. Scoop this little scrape to the beat. The homie Hump told me she a freak. On hood, I trick a little bit when it's good. And still leave that hoe where she stood. Hit the track, that bitch will make a stack and bring it to me. And I ain't no pimp, I'm King Tookie. I'm worldwide, doing about 100 on the 5. She like that, drop her off, I'll be right back. Trying to hit that next function. I hop on my hog so they hear me when I'm coming. Man, I wish my nigga Spade was alive. This shit ain't been the same since the mix master died. And no disrespect when I'm spitting. I die for the hub and my family from kitchen.
Hub City Compton, we're rapping like OG rocking. I take a soda to cocaine rocking. Still banging in your trunk, I'm in. And I'm in. Remember,
you know I'm a hoe. I break a bitch off, best friend in my dough. The real Compton's most wanted in this bitch. The real nice with the fist. Compton regulators break it down like this. Boys in the hood, herbs so good. Some of these out of bounds, niggas wish they would.
Hey, free that nigga, chill.
We hub C still. Browns in the towns means caps get killed.
For sure.
Peel me off stack. Still, I'm guaranteed to rock track. You fucking with a stone crook. A couple rap bitches reaching in their pocketbook. Took a look over your shoulder. Conscious back chair, the hood's colder. A little older, but wise with slang. Now bitch, act a fool cause it damn show bang. Come on.
Real 80s baby plotting up to no good shit. One red pit swabbing no Michael Vick. Alcoholic like T banging at your own ring. Real drive-by music got me on some minute shit. G homie double back,
make sure you finish.
Bitch in the synthesis, no tatted tears. I done took 6 shots, shift the wheelchair, nigga. I remember a whole lot. Had to learn how to tuck the flush in the dope spot. Nigga, I take niggas back like the OG's locking. When the pump half gangsta, the hustle, the big homies blocking. Big happy to do it, I'm young and entrepreneur. Just count the 4 ways, y'all can hear it in the music.
Hub City Compton, we're rapping like OG rocking. Like baby soda to cocaine rocking. Still banging in your trunk, I'm in. And I'm in. Remember, do you remember?
Do you remember me?
Boy, that's how you do it, all the way live from the West Coast, down South Central, Los Angeles, California. That's how we get down in the city. All right, ladies and gentlemen, y'all ready? I hope so. Now, who do we have in the queue? Do we have
anybody
in the queue?
Hello, it's Lady A. Andrea.
Hey, oh, you showed up again, huh? Oh, wait. Listen here. Before you get started, before I let you get started, I got a question for you.
Okay.
And the question is, what do you need in your writing space to help you stay focused?
I need quiet. I need no distractions. I can't have a TV on or a radio or music playing while I'm writing. I have to have quiet so that I can think.
You know what? Let me tell you what I need. I need my brain to feel like it's floating on air and at the same time swimming in water.
Ooh.
And that's what I need in my space to to write because it opens my mind up to the space that's out in front of me, and at the same time, I'm feeling the flow of the water that rolls through my brain. You see, feel me what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds,
okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. All right. Now, this is what I need from you. I need a piece from you that's going to mesmerize my mind and make me think.
Well, I hope this one does. I've been kind of looking throughout the day which one I was going to read, and I came across this one, and I think this is, this will make you think. I do believe it's called She Tried.
She Tried. And you know what? I'm going to tell you something. Go ahead, do that piece, and I'm going to answer you.
All right. She Tried. From the sycamores he ambled, an apparition in the night, she trembled. Recognition of his spirit, like in her dreams, his face unseen, mirrored in the windowpane. Upon his head a cotton sack, jawbone tied at his neck, wafting magnolia, whereby eyes shone quartz in ebony sky, hands caressed through window panes, brandy snifters full to brim. Take that cloth from your head, let me kiss your brow instead. Shadowed by moon's guarding light, could not prevent sword's brutal smite. Scarlet heart fell from his chest. Ruby crystal sang his lament. She plucked it from the blood-drenched ground and wept at his gaping wound. Muscles weakened, body bent. Bloody ribbons radiate. She tried to tuck his heart into his chest. Sapphire eyes weep once again. And peace.
Well, well, well. I'm gonna answer you with this piece. Her Regency met at Regal. It was their full contact, the pre-Olympic sweat practice. Will she understand when I finish the time escapade or lose the concept of the foundation of mind? He spoke to her mind as he scrolled through her eyes. Love looked not with eyes, but with the mind like a silver bowl. New bent in heaven, she wants to speak her mind, but she must face his cosmos. But the bass of his voice had her in a moment of discombobulation. He spoke in a way so regal that she could only pay attention to understand when his regal voice said, "Woman, you must have vision through open of the little eyes every time you have empathy. Every time that you have empathy, you are using your third eye. You can imagine feeling regal touching because he feels the same regal thrumming. Through your feet, it's a real sense, but it's a meta sense, and it must be used and tuned in. Yeah, I have a foot fetish, my personal regal, literal, physical, true. Being open to the world, but being more connected by spiritual default. The answer is personal. It must be used as a story. Our story attuned, our vibes, and allow the story to unfold, receiving an open vision that has nothing to do with a person's spirituality or the validity of their calling. At times, it is a way he makes you feel in his regal reality, the settling and settling of her calling. So relax and enjoy the moment with Mr. Boston. In peace. How you like me now?
I was thinking, did you write all that down as I was reading? But you obviously had this picked out from before,
nope.
I'm sure.
No, that's one of my show pieces that I always do when I'm out in the town. Like if I go into San Diego to a club and do I'm a guest at a club or there's a Porsche venue going on, That's the one that everybody always, hey, do that piece you did, that one that's called Regal. And I'm like, well, I got three or four, looking like five pieces to that one piece. You know, what are you talking about? You know, well, let's do the Regal. So I gave you one part of the Regal because it is very long. It is seven poems long. That's
wow.
How many poems? Seven poems long. So, yeah, so I gave you one segment of it, and it's six more segments to it. So one is one. The last segment is a collaboration between me and Lois Shaw. So, yeah. So I thought I would do that for you. His Regal met her on the hill of an apogee, and now they drive together in that Corvette Stingray down the street, and there's no stop signs to stop, so we continue on into oblivion. There you go. Now,
well,
now, lady, I appreciate you. I do. I really appreciate you, for real. I like your pieces. I like your poems. I like your wording. I really do like your wording. Your wording is unique because I have never came across nobody that put their words together in a way that you have to go into the words and you have to take the journey into the words. And then you have to come out and you got to stand back and say, did I go into that? Now, what did I get from that? You know, that's the kind of wording you use. So
thank
I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you for coming through and supporting WBBN and the Gozy Time Multimedia. And, of course, thank you for supporting Mr. Boston. How about that?
Thank you.
All right. So now, we're about to have another track from the world-renowned DJ, Brother O.
I hustle with every young bleeding bone in my body. My pistol on my side, I let that hole ride shoddy. In my black Maserati at a drop of Bugatti. I'm focusing on my paper, I'm speeding on my Ducati. So don't make me catch a
body in the streets. Body in the streets. Body in the streets. Catch a body in the streets.
You think I'm balling now, nigga? You ain't seen nothing. See, see me, I do my stuff and know I ain't running from nothing. So don't make me catch a body in the streets.
Niggas softer than white Zinfandel. You niggas belong in Las Vegas, stripping that club. Chippendale, sucker, I'm the truth, I ain't gon' never change. You steady shooting at the target, but ain't gotta aim. Loose links to the mental will get you caught up. You probably hear them face down stories how I was brought up. I lost a lot of time in this minimal minor setback while I'm trying to figure out a new angle to bring the setback. Bet that, been in the game, never played the bench. I might have red shirt or label, but my pocket's thick. Yeah, I'm in the club off that Rick James. A high society robbery toting on a big thing. Yeah, kicked out the house as an adolescent. That's the first time I got to hold my first Mac 11. Real niggas, it's revolutional lies for the times. The system had us institutional lies, nigga.
I hustle with every young bleeding bone in my body. My pistol on my side, I let that hole ride shoddy. In my black Maserati at a drop of Bugatti. I'm focusing on my paper, I'm speeding on my Ducati. So don't make me catch a
body in the streets. Body in the streets. Body in the streets. Catch a body in the streets.
You think I'm balling now, nigga? You ain't seen nothing. See me,
I be trying to
kill you running from nothing. So don't make me catch a
body
in the
streets. I ain't never gotta ask questions. A nigga slipping, that's that motherfucker's lesson. And when I'm on my grit, T-Lay ain't taking shit. Just 9-0s, a zone, or a bottom bitch. You niggas think the king playing like this shit sweet. Kicking doors, home invasion when your faggots sleep. I gotta eat, so I hustle like my last meal. Poof the dope man just to get a fast meal. Shit's real when a nigga's stomach hurts. For the love of the dope, your mama get murked. You can teach me how to Dougie, teach you how to bang. With no morals, then you're loyal to the game.
Shit's way official when you get a pistol. In the street, bitches is the only thing that's simple. So when it comes to this flow, I'ma knock it out. But when it comes to that money,
I hustle with every young bleeding bone in my body. My pistol on my side, I let that hoe ride shoddy. In my black Maserati at a drop, have Bugatti. I'm focusing on my paper, I'm speeding on my Ducati. So don't make me catch a
body in this bitch, body in this bitch, body in this bitch, catch a body in this bitch.
You think I'm ballin' now, nigga, you ain't seen nothing. See me, I do my stuff and know I ain't running from nothing. So don't make me catch a body in this bitch.
Running and gunning with something big. The 50 was fit your wig and knock the limbs off your kids. Hub Yankees with the bib, keep a cig when I'm dipping. Acrobatic, automatic, somebody's gonna do some flipping. Marksburg pistol gripping, cause niggas be set tripping. We vary signs and colors, cause nigga, I set different. To the left, to the right, niggas ride for they stripes. Just hope that you riding right, cause riding can get you life. Out of mind, out of sight, at night, a daylight. No collateral damage if they manage to spray right. Got that black on black nine for that black on black crime. Even if I'm in the hood, but a nigga gon' pack mine. They know I'm nutty by nature, I can never be careless. Put injunctions on my set cause they say I'm a terrorist. I'm devoted to my guns, let's just call it a marriage. Keep them from my enemies, them niggas want me to perish.
I hustle with every young bleeding bone in my body. My pistol on my side, I let that hoe ride shoddy. In my black Maserati at a drop, have Bugatti. I'm focusing on my paper, I'm speeding on my Ducati. So don't make me catch a
body in this bitch, body in this bitch, body in this bitch, catch a body in this bitch.
You think I'm ballin' now, nigga, you ain't seen nothing. Since you need, I do my stuff and know I ain't running from nothing. So don't make me.
Yeah, 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 that's that West Coast beat. Good evening, everybody, from WBB in the Golden Time. Multimedia presents the Boston Chronicles. We're broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria. Called in number is 516-453-9133. Press pound 1 to join in the Golden Time conversation. What caller do we have in queue?
Hello, Mr. Boston.
Hello.
This is Mo Garman.
Who is this?
This is Mo Garman. How are you?
Man, looky here, girl. How you doing?
I am okay. I wanted to call in and support your show. I'm enjoying your poetry. But I'm also calling to congratulate Jeffrey, Mr. Boston Sanders, WCNN All-Time Connection Record. With his fourth all-time, the Darlene Lawrence Championship.
Oh, my goodness. For
How's
real?
That? Yes.
Wow. Thank you. Clap it in. Oh, my goodness. My. But I got a question for you, though.
What's that?
I got a question for you.
Okay.
At what point do you think someone should call themselves a poet and a writer?
When they can rhyme like you. I can't, I say that because that's not my forte. I can write, but I can't rhyme. Writing books or something like that is something I can do.
But you know, this is the part that I don't get. Where does it say in writing poetry that poetry has to rhyme? I've always believed that poetry just needs to tell a story. You know, tell a story, you know. But I never got that part where poetry has to rhyme. You know what I'm saying? Because I've looked over the ages. I've looked all the way back to Roman time. And a lot of the poetry back then didn't rhyme. It told a story. Or it said something. It, you know what I'm saying? So where is it in the bylaws that a poem has to rhyme? I mean, I go Yankee Doodle went to town riding on a pony all day long. You know what I'm saying? But what is that? What is that saying? That's something that kids do, children do, we grown folks. You know what I'm saying? So we grown folks. So when do we grow out of that Yankee Doodle stuff? You know that point that rhyme. You know what I'm saying? Because I write in a whole different way. You know, I don't use no rules. no nothing. I just write and make it work from what's on my mind. You know what I'm saying? That's the way I write. So if you start playing by rules, well, then you're not independent. You're dependent on the rules to make your work work. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I make my work work because I make it work. That's the bottom line. Okay.
Right. Okay.
So, do you got something for me tonight?
Absolutely not.
You don't have nothing for me tonight?
No, I do not. You ask me that every time I call you, and I tell you all the time.
Yeah.
That's not my thing.
Listen. I'm gonna bless you. I'm just gonna bless you tonight. Since every time you come, you don't have. I'm gonna bless you tonight. This piece is called Yanni Verse Passion. Very few understand. Beautiful Yanni Verse lady, I have come from the dirt regions to greet you, to attest the spirit within you. I have come to retrieve the home I was birthed from, to taste the spout from the living water, to catch your transmuted fire that no one can or prevent from entering the dirt region of our universe city. Everything required of me is from the bowels of moderation, but look in my eyes to be seen something far more profound, far reaching to touch every part of your nature. But I need to capture the cosmic spirit from the dirt land on high. And you have come to see the pillar soundly built, composed largely of originality from the first man and efficiency of a quality better yet to be known. Yet he is a modernization of the strongest core, the middle way of all your prized sacred things, and draws you to catch his fire, not to moderate fire to put your hands into, but warm them by it at a safe distance. The woman who enshrews him be ahead of other women, and those who pursue his talent with opportunity become unequal. As he is the hunter, woman from the dirt region preserved, she is the midst of life's form, allaying their passions and feelings, avoiding all unwholesome extremes and morbid sensations added by knowledge and wisdom to her happiness and health, and thereby attains her highest felicity and solidify her in capture with the right conversation of her concentrated genius, because she respects his higher degree of skillful love laid in the boiling of her abyss, the results of inventive action in the process of natural selection. And that's that piece. To you.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
I have to be closer to the master. And you are a master poet. There is no way I can do that.
Yeah, yes, you can. You just have to. You just listen. When a person writes, a person got to write from their heart, not their head. You understand?
Right.
I live by that rule, you know. So that's how I live. That's how I write. I write from my heart. Whatever's there in my heart, I have a desire to spill it, that's what I do. I spill it. Whether I'm in a angry mood or whether I'm emotional or whether I'm just sitting and looking out the window enjoying the moon or the star, I write what's right in my heart, and that's it. That's all.
Right.
Okay. All right,
okay.
My sister.
I am
so thankful you came by. I appreciate you. I really do. I do appreciate you.
You're very welcome. You take care, though.
You're okay. All right. All right. We have another caller in queue. Who do I have in the WBBN queue at this present moment?
Is this my big brother, C-34 Music?
There go my man. Man, listen here. I'm
sending
13 I'm sending 13 ships to pick you up. Now, which one you decide to get on and arrive on is up to you.
Look, as long as I ain't wearing chains or nothing like that, hey, send me the love boat.
That's it. That's it. That's right. That's right. How you doing, my brother?
Isaac
how you doing?
Hey, that way Isaac can serve me and stuff like that.
That's right.
Well.
That's right.
Long time no here.
Yeah, man. Being in jail, coming out of jail, I barely been out of jail a week, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in jail for a total of 97 days in 4 months. Okay? And that's a damn shame. 97 days in 4 months. That's a damn shame. But anyway.
But it wouldn't be you.
You know, it's all right. It don't bother me no more. I used to get frustrated and mad because I couldn't talk to my readers or anything like that, but they found a way to get all around it and hit me up in my inbox and talk to me every day and everything. So that just made the situation just that much easier. So,
yeah,
I got a question for you.
Sure.
What are your strong and weak points as a poet and a writer?
My strong points is I'm observational. Everything that I write, it comes from either experience of what I see or what I even imagine.
Say that one more time.
Okay. I'm observational. Everything that comes from me is from what I experience, what I see, or what I even imagine.
Now, who does that sound like to you?
See,
who does that sound like to you?
I don't know what it sounds like. It sounds like me.
See, I do that same thing. Whatever happened around me, and if I want to write about it, I'm gonna write about it. Just like that. You know what I'm saying? I feel you 100%. But anyway, now that you here, now you over here on my WBBN show, the Boston Chronicles. Now, you know I'm here once a month, every month, without fail.
Well, now I know.
So, now, what I need from you is to create a piece of poetry in the Ngozi Time Conversation. The mic is yours. Oh.
All right. This piece is called Smell Me Here. I'm discovering I have so many questions. I'm in school with one less bell to answer. Coming to the conclusion, we don't need another hero saved by zero, so what's love got to do with me being a private dancer? If I had one less egg to fry, would you be convinced this is your brain on drugs? All these commercials with shiny, happy people losing their religion through REM sleep because... Everybody hurts sometimes, so Lucy, in the sky with diamonds, you have some splaining to do concerning not just the side, but the main effects of all the main ingredients with no exceptions. Everybody plays the fool. And it takes one to learn to be spinners, being stylistic, drinking OJ without killing somebody dramatic. What you see is what you get when you go outside in the rain. I know it may sound crazy or sexy or cool if you're with the gang swinging in Hollywood in the middle of summer madness as you purchase a one-way ticket to the jungle to wonder if you have permission to boogie on with a reggae woman in a heat wave. Ain't no half-stepping. You have some mind-blowing decisions to make clear before you can be declared winners. You can shake your pants while freaky dancing and be labeled an alligator woman making a cameo appearance as you hear folks say you're strange and go back and forth between your single life as they continue talking out the side of their neck. What a firecracker you've become in this mass production of brass construction. I know you're confused by these terms written by the connection of this mothership. Just know, we are one nation under a groove, and we get down for the funk of it. Even if you are devoid and never learn to swim, you have the ability to bust out of this L7 square and be forever known as this cold-blooded super freak walking around with an atomic dog taking a fantastic voyage by the lakeside. So, ain't we funky now? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. In peace.
You know what? Woo! You said, what love got to do with it? Let me tell you. I'm going to tell you what love got to do with it. Because her ass is selfish, impatient, insecure. She makes all kind of mistakes, and her ass is out of goddamn control. That's what love got to do with it.
It reminds me of what Red Fox used to say. You got to watch the ass.
Man, that girl bad there. She driving car. She driving Mercedes Benz with no tires on it. That's how bad she is. She bad. Man, look here. See, double D. I'll be at your work all the time. I might not say nothing because a lot of times, the way you put your work together, it really ain't nothing left to be said, really. If you read it correctly, you make sure. If you read it and you comment and you understood it. If you read it and didn't make no comment, you might have understood it. But boy, a lot of times you make a person go inside they self. Is that man talking about me? You cold piece of work, man. You cold piece of work, but your work is outstanding. Outstanding. I love your writing, man. I love your writing. But I got to get back over there with you, man, so we record some stuff, man. But I just been busy, man. I got a delivery service up and running, and then I'm working two part-time jobs, man. So it's really tough, man. You know what I'm saying? When you see me posting, I'm at work posting. You know what I'm saying? I'm supposed to be working, but I'm at work posting. So I'm barely getting 4 hours of sleep a day, man. So. You know, it is what it is.
Hey, I be hustling, too. I'm doing food delivery right now. Not doing FBNA work like I used to do because, you know, government. I'm not following the government, so that's how that goes.
Right, exactly. Exactly. I get that. I used to do that kind of work, too, man. I used to work with a hospice. I used to work with cancer patients. Yeah, so, you know. With all of that, I came all the way out to California, and all that certification and all that schooling I went to didn't mean nothing because California asked for something different, you know. So I just set my butt down. I said, I'm gonna figure out how I'm gonna do this. So I went through all the motions of getting the certificates and the business licenses and stuff, and I started my own delivery service. For less than $2,600, okay? And I'm doing pretty good at it right now. Yeah, I'm doing pretty good because I got Walmart. I got Walmart, Amazon, and Kmart. So, you know, Kmart about to go out of business. They finna close their last store in California in a couple of months. So it is what it is, you know. But I'm doing what I do. So
you're being the boss. You pay the cost to be the boss.
Yeah.
That's how that is. And
that's exactly what I'm doing. Yeah, that's right. You work your own hours and everything. Ain't got nobody tell you
work
what time.
Work my own hours, nobody. Yeah, there you go. Right there. I mean,
that's right.
Freedom.
That's right. That's
freedom from being
part
30
right
years
there.
A slave, man. For real.
Yeah, that's right. There you go. All right, my brother. I appreciate you coming through. The WBBN, Ngozi Time, Multimedia, it presents the Boston Chronicles. I appreciate you coming through. Man, I love that piece. Keep on doing what you're doing. Stay up, stay strong, stay black. One love, one mic. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to have a track from the one and only World Redux, brother. DJ brother. Oh. Do
Easy. right now, we here to shut it down. Coast to coast, right now, I'm here to take the crown. Hat to the black, right now, I got the straight crown. Yeah, I got the industry on smash. If you hating on your boy, you can get your face flashed. You can tell that promoter, he can cough up my cash. Now I'm back to the streets, you can feel my aftermath. It's real trouble, back up on the double. Independent or major, your boy is going bubble. I'm on a hovercraft, floating on this boat. Thinking about my money stacks, thinking about this G-note. Damn, I got shorties off the chain. Everybody hit the floor, yo, I'm on this money train. I'm putting in the work, son, I really can't explain. All these haters on my back, need to stay up off my lane. Off my lane.
Settled in, preaching to the choir with these great ghetto hymns. I try to school these young cats and mold better men. We're killing it coast to coast, so up jumps the veterans. To splash a little liquid all up on it. Long live the alcoholics, call it what you call it. Rampage, shot the kite, I caught it, then I slaughtered. To get down, respect the damn crown. Haters come down when we banging on the sound. The West Coast love it, I'm a boss in Cop Town. Any way you look it, straight up or crooked. A nigga like me ain't with the bullshit, I shook it. Beef get braised, sauteed, and slow smoked. Fuck a punchline, nigga, I ain't no joke. They got a problem with Tila, dip lightly. I plug in a mic, my nigga, and get like me.
That beat, WBBN, the Goosey Time Multimedia Producer, Boston, to live from Lagos, Nigeria. They call their numbers 516-453-9133. Press pound 1 to join in the Goosey Time conversation. Who do I have in queue? Hello?
It's me, hello? Baby. It's
who's
me,
that?
Baby. I spoke
it's who?
Man. As spoken that.
Who is you got me biffed now. Who is this?
As spoken last. Can
oh,
you hear me?
Oh, Lord have mercy. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, what just came in the room is a volcano, a tsunami, a hurricane, a winter storm, and all the planets moving in one alignment at the same time. Ladies and gentlemen, outspoken live, Ms. Step and Shannon.
What an
introduction.
We,
girl, what
is it?
Look. No, wait a minute. Hold up. Girl, listen to me. If I didn't know you as well as I know you, because you and I have a very distinct history,
yes.
Like none other, very distinct history, like none other. So, you know what? I'm not even finna hold you back no more. I'm going to open the gate. And ladies and gentlemen,
now,
I want my question. You want your question. You want
yes,
your question.
I do.
Okay. Let me think of a question for you. What perspective or beliefs have you challenged with your writing?
Okay, I got an answer.
I think I got an answer. So the perspective and belief that I've challenged with my writing over and over again, and I have not won the challenge, is that I'm supposed to write every single day for the rest of my life. And I don't do it, but the grief has been challenged, and I've lost the challenge. So.
I get that part because, you know, one thing about me is I can write a piece 5 minutes ago, 3 minutes ago, and then I turn around and I read it, and then I have to turn around and challenge myself to do the next thing. Make no matter what the worldly perspective is or what the intellectual perspective is, I'm going to give you my perspective. And if I have to challenge every concrete belief, that's what I'll do. You know what I'm saying? It's my thinking. It's my thoughts. And I don't want nobody telling me how to think, how to write. You know what I'm saying? You've been knowing me for, 11, 12 years?
Maybe 13. I think 13. I think we met in 2013.
Yeah. So you very well see nothing changed about me. I'm still that same Mr. Boston, Caliism, you know, Penology, Courtship, and Ink. I'm still that same person. Because I'm a firm believer nobody going to change me. If I want to change, I'm going to change me. Nobody else going to have a hand in that. You know what I'm saying? Yes, ma'am. So, my beautiful, blonde, cherry blonde queen, the one and only Hurricane in the building, ladies and gentlemen, spoken live, Miss Stanton. Shannon, the mic is yours.
I wrestle with poetry in my mind all day and night, and it's been got so bad that I can't even sleep. So since y'all think I had something to sell out that wasn't never for sale, look here, this motherfucking poem is for free. Now, I don't give a fuck who take this shit right here personal. This piece was so personal that I took the motherfucking shit personal. But personally, all persons need to keep their persons and their personnels on their motherfucking persons until I get finished personalizing my own personality. Everybody say I done sold out and I done had this for sale. Let me ask you something. What was the question that you was trying to sell? And since you in the who's who of who sold out business, what was you doing at the auction? I see the price that was on your tag, how much the shipping and handling cost me. Yeah, you're cheaper than the head, on the head, like the head of a cracked-out crackhead prostitute selling heads. You need to go head on somewhere and go on the fuck ahead for somebody to crack your motherfucking head. And while I'm at, y'all saying y'all the queens of this and y'all can do that and you can do this. This is America. Go sit down somewhere with that London, England shit. Poetry is not an energy for your synergy or your entity. Poetry is supposed to flow from me and flow to you for the synergy. Look, every poet is a poet, whether you're a poet and you don't know it. Poetry is what floated the earth apart, and poetry knows how to glue it together before you know it. This is a straight-up freestyle because can't nobody else do it like I spoken live. And I'm going to live for the live because the live is how the fuck I survive. And that's that piece. Jeffrey, I wanted you to give me a better question than what you gave me.
Girl, you got me cracking up over here. You got me cracking up over here. You told that girl that she ain't worth the motherfucking postal stamp to ship her ass with. God damn, I like the way you said that shit. Boy, god damn. This, that's that old school shit that from back in the day, like when we was coming up through the blog talk and all that.
I mean,
yeah, poetry
is so different now. Poetry is so different now. It is so different.
Yeah.
It is so different, especially when you a spoken word artist, because what you and Lady Love and Kane Spade and Jaguar and King Judah instilled in me was pieces to my my dream, you know what I'm saying? So it was all universal, you know? So, you know, don't ever think that you ain't a legend, Jeffrey Sanders, because you definitely a legend to me, because it all started with y'all.
I'm just a man. That's all. I'm just a man. I'm just a man traveling. I'm just a man that's traveling through life for the second time and doing the reverse of what I should have did the first time.
Right.
And I'm just a man. I'm just a man. I'm just a man with an acuity to be uncut. I'm
right.
Uncut. I don't bite my tongue. And I don't give a damn about what nobody say, you know, and just all I say is respect me as I respect you, and man, we gonna be all right. When you disrespect
right.
me, I'm gonna disrespect you in so many ways, and I'm gonna do it in such a kind way. You gonna say what? You gonna forget your own mind, really?
Right.
And that's how. That's what it is. That's what it is. You know, for Miss Stanton and Shannon, outspoken lot. Listen, get that thing together. Get that thing together in Tennessee, and I promise you one thing: I will show. Guarantee you.
All right, baby, y'all stay blessed and be safe.
All right, okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was the one and only. Outspoken live, Miss Stanton Shannon. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the next caller in queue, who do I have on the WBBN presents the Boston Chronicles?
Hey, peace and abundant divine blessings. You listen to the tone of voice of Huni Bakatun, a.k.a. the Magic Man Haru. How you doing tonight, sir?
Mr. Magic Man, what's going on, man? What's going on? What's going on, man?
Hey.
I'm never going to forget you, brother. Never. Never going to forget you.
Hey.
You know, that's what it is. How you doing tonight, brother?
It's very humbling, very humbling. First of all, congratulations. It's always great when one of us get that championship, you know. You just heard our tone of voice, man. One of the best they ever did it. I'm telling you, she's like a little stick of dynamite that's ready to go up and you know what in this
place. Man, I'm trying to tell you.
You know what I'm
saying? I've been knowing this girl for a long time. Long time, man. And she's been, the very way you see her now is the very way when I first met her on Essence Show on Blog Talk Radio, you know. And me and her have been friends ever since. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, a lot of people, what's about her is a lot of people misunderstand her, you know. But if you get to know this woman, you'll get to know where she came from, what she's been through, and what she's seen in her life, you know. And then you'll see how her poetry is like it is. You'll see. Yeah. So, my brother, I got a question for you.
No doubt. Look, you had posed something earlier, and you were speaking about how poetry don't have to rhyme. You inspired me to reveal something. I published this back in 2010, and when I first received it, I was living in Greenville, North Carolina at the time. I was receiving a lot of documents I was ready to put out into the world. A lot of them. Never made it and was actually published because I did it in ebook form. Only for the adversary and their kind to steal my original computer. So there's a lot of documents out there that I had actually flooded the world with. But anyway, I was able to come across one of my 2010 publications when you were speaking with the young lady earlier. You were speaking about how who said poetry has to rhyme? So you inspired me to share with you live on air something I received back in 2010, okay? This one here is called Three Dead Bodies. Very, very important. To me, it's one of the most important ones that I actually received, because when I received it, matter of fact, I'm not going to tell you what it reminded me of, because I know what it reminded me of. But when I get through with it, I want you to meditate on it. You might not be able to answer tonight. If you can, fine. But I want you to. I want you
but
to
I'm gonna
see
tell you,
if it reminds
you. Let me give you. Let me give
something.
You a. Let me give you another thing too.
Mm-hmm.
Take that piece of poetry that you writ and drop it in the Boston on my Boston Chronicles inbox.
Okay.
And I'll study it. I'll study it, break it down, and give you my take on it. How about
all
that?
All right, that's a bet. That's a bet.
Okay,
she's gonna do this in a minute.
Okay.
All right.
Absolutely.
It's
do your thing. Do your thing. Mike yours.
All right. It's called Three Dead Bodies, originally revealed in 2010. One day a tomb was unearthed and three dead bodies lay deep within. The first of the three dead bodies, after intense study, was buried almost 6,000 years ago. The second body was 2,000 years, and the third about 1,000. A worldwide mission was launched to see if all three bodies could be resurrected. The first body was given to a rabbi, a rabboni, and a kohen. They all failed. The second body was given to a pastor, a bishop, and a pope. They also failed. Third body was given to an imam, a sheikh, and a muadzin. Okay? And like all others before, they met the same fate. After trying for some time, they all came to an agreement that the dead bodies could not be resurrected. So they put all three dead bodies back into the one tomb that all three bodies came out of. Only this time, cement was placed over the entrance so it could never be reopened again. Okay? That's the first page. Here's the second part.
Okay.
Okay. So many years passed. A being came along after hearing about the three dead bodies that was buried, went up to the tomb, and was able to resurrect all three of the bodies. I won't mention how long it took the being to bring life back to the dead. That's not the point. So the real question is, who was he? Where did he come from? And how did he resurrect the bodies? For the first of the three dead bodies, he read the Torah from Bereshit to Genesis to Deuteronomy, which is Deuteronomy. The second body was given the blood of Christ, not the blood if or when he was shed. Oh, excuse me, not the blood if or when it was shed, but was said in the red letters of the Bibles that we have today. The third and the final body was resurrected by the recitation of El Quran, which is 114 surahs in the original order. Soon afterwards, he vanished almost as suddenly as he came. All three went back into society in due time. Soon the world became obsessed about the mystery man, not who he was, but how he was able to get all three of the dead bodies without removing the cement.
Yeah, that's something to study right there, brother. You put that. Okay. And I'm going to answer that for you. It might not be the answer that you want, but I'm going to answer that for you. And then you tell me how close I was to deciphering exactly what you said. Because my first thought of mine was not God, but what created God brought those bodies back alive. You understand? But then you can look at it in another way and say, only an ancestor can raise an ancestor, because a human being can't. So I just say, only an ancestor can raise an ancestor, but that raised body wouldn't be here on this earth if the ancestor raised the ancestor. But then you got three bodies there. You know what I'm saying? So you got me thinking that all three of these bodies are spirits. You know, so I'm drop that in my Boston Chronicles inbox, man. I'm gonna decipher that shit and bring it back to you.
I know you will, and thank you so much for allowing me to share that.
Yes, sir.
All right, peace.
Uh-huh. You're welcome. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's the Magic Man with that deep question that left on my mind, and I got to answer that. He just gave me a challenge, so I got to get that right there. All right, now we're about to have a track by the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame legend, Brother.
Catch the body in the streets. Check one, check two. This Rob, 5150 Recording Studio from the OX, Oxnard, California. Can we get that comment today?
King Chin, what up? Really feeling this shit. And I've been going all night. It's like 5 in the morning. I'm a little hoarse. Fuck it, listen. I'm the best for it, the game saw it. Still ready, take niggas out their flesh for it. I'm built on higher senses. Go to war through the core, your mind frame, attack pain. I'm the evil inside Kane, the element in diamonds that seduced that bitch, gave you a fly name. You too soft, why train? My ether is moved around like some furniture from IKEA. Play golf with your ideas. When your dream catch a glimpse on how I get down with creations from my ears. Who you know, great stations and stage with incredible MCs like Exhibit and Trey. You motherfuckers act all gay, it's pretty simple. I dumb it down, try to see what's really in your mental and make you think before you pull that pistol. Cause on the street, yeah, you ballin', but they say you blew the whistle.
Sentence coincide with the victim list. Back to a black boy before I turn penniless. Wrecked two vehicles when it got another whip. Back on that rubber grip, banging George Clinton in the mother shit. No close ties with the mumble lips. Threw a brick through a glass house. No mask when it took the stash out. Get drunk and pass out. Slipped in the coma, never came out. Never said the same mouth. A couple close shots made him fade out. Had a slow leak in a safe house. Polygraph penalized rappers turned feminine. Overlook lies in the evil time. Sight from an evil eye. Sight from a loaded nine. Thoughts from an ill mind. Let me clarify the meaning. Understand that's what you're singing. Cause you know we're champion.
Listen, my shit hotter. Biscuit popper, my nigga, New York Knickerbocker. I spit proper, y'all niggas ain't shit, partner. Jewel dropper, you pick them up in the stick rider. A whole lot of fans in the world, I'm a globetrotter. A whole lot of grams in my hand, I'm a snow copper. P. I like ice and I like minks. Might fuck you up, Mike Tyson was Mike Spinks. You can't fuck with the golden glove. Put the hole in your chest when I'm holding the lotus love. Bang! Murder was the case. Gun in my waist, that is great disturbing your face.
Whoa.
Nigga,
keep going.
Sun pop toolies. We can shoot a fair one. Unbox movie.
Yeah.
Believe everything that I say.
Rock
say. Sean Price and the King of LA. Let's go.
Bye.
Yo, KT, what it do, man? It's Black King, Pomona, California, representing. Trifling out this motherfucker, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, wee. Ladies and gentlemen, that West Coast swang ain't nothing to be played with.
Again, good evening from WBBN, the Gozy Time Multimedia, presents the Boston Chronicles. We broadcasting live from Nigeria, Lagos. Call in number 516-453-9133. Press pound 1 to join in the Gozy Time conversation, everybody. All right, next up in queue, who do we have in queue?
Me.
Oh. Okay, I already know who me is. You know what I'm saying? At least she ain't the church mouse. how you doing, Deborah? How you doing?
I'm fine. I'm just calling in just to support you, and I've been enjoying every bit of poetry that I've heard tonight.
Well, I got one for you, one that I know you like. And I know that it sits well with you, because I know that you felt this piece when I did that piece, and it's called One.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I sit in between a time and a space where there's never the moment I have to search for you. We are becoming one in one, single of our entity. Your presence is my present. My presence belongs as always, as promised, and I greet you here in each moment. The sad ones, the ones that keep you smiling, those greater ones where conversation is fruitful, especially those long ones about us, where we journey to distant lands and other worlds, tapping into the spiritual witness that keeps you and me present to his presence, to calm down without rush or fuss. Stop and reflect and analyze all pros and cons. Count all possible merits and faults, because we have grown into one in peace.
Now you know.
Yeah. yes, I'm waiting. Yellow.
Never mind. I'll be good.
Hello. No. You sucked the needle of infusion into my arm, and what you had in that needle went to my brain. So inquiring minds want to know.
What did I do? I was me. It's just me, plain and simple me. There's no form, there's no fashion. I'm natural as can be. I play no games. I come truthfully.
Mm-mm.
And that's just it. And that's what I infused you. That's what was in that needle that I stuck into your vein.
Well, come and get me and take me away like Calvin. Deborah. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to introduce you guys to Deborah. Deborah has done so many things for me. She has helped me through some trying times. She is a shoulder that I can lean on. She gives me advice. I met her, become very, very close. She's like a sister, a mother, a grandmother to me. And this woman right here has all my respect. And we've become so close, she can pick up the phone and say, Jeffrey, I need... And Jeffrey will be there, because she's been there for me. I have the utmost respect for this lady, Miss Deborah. I got a lot of love for you, a lot of respect for you, and I appreciate you for coming through and supporting Big Daddy. You understand?
Of course.
All right. All right. Now, you know, I'm going to set you back down on the couch. Cause my DJ, let me tell you something. My DJ is popping tonight. He doing that West Coast thing tonight. My DJ is popping, so I have to shout him out. Brother, oh, I got to shout you out, baby boy. You
oh, man, listen, man. Listen, man, I'm from Kemp Avenue, man. You know what time it is, man. I'm from Nutty Block. I'm the nuts that, man. Yeah. I don't want to go there, all that. Rosecrans, bro. That's it.
I know it.
You understand.
All over there by Crenshaw Mafia territory and shit. Yeah, okay.
Hey, man, Nutty Block, bro. But we got some other callers. We'll get these callers in. I'll do in Gozy time. After these callers, man, I'm trying to get off the air, man. I don't need to talk, bro. Caller, number 7, you're on the line right now, Mr. Boston.
Okay, caller 7, you're on the line. Caller 7.
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, how you doing? This is Ricardo Richard. I was just calling in. This is actually, I think, my first time tuning into your show. I like what you were talking about as far as writing. I'm not a poet or nothing, but I do write. You get what I mean?
Okay.
So I like this section. I just like that what you were talking about or whatever about.
Yeah, brother. You know, let me tell you something. You can only become great with your pen when you put your pen to work from the heart and not from the brain.
Mm.
And when somebody tells you that's not good, don't let them tell you that what you wrote is not good, because it's good enough for you because you wrote it. When you allow people to tell you that what you write is not good, well, then you fall under the arm of a robotic person. So what you think and what you feel, can't nobody tell you anything different. People in this game will try to tell you that's not no good. It don't have to be good for nobody else. All it has to be is good for you. You understand? You know,
yeah.
When people, you know, we are people. And each one of us were created different. We were all created with free will, but yet our thinking is different. You feel me? And sometimes human beings can be animals come to another human being. And you know, when people try to be animals to me, you know what I tell them?
What?
Fuck off. That's what I tell them. Fuck off. That's just bottom line, bro. If you know anybody in my circle, they will tell you, I'm quick to tell you I don't give a fuck or fuck off. That's me. And that nothing going to change me because that's me. Because I built me. And I've been working on this man right here being out in the world on his own since I was 13. Half the motherfuckers that say that your work ain't good or you not no good can't tell you that shit because they ain't been where you been. And none of them motherfuckers can walk in your shoe. You understand? They'll try, but they can never walk in your shoe. They can never fit your belt, and they can never put on your pants. So I tell them, fuck off. And that's how I do it. You'll talk. You know what I'm saying? So, just what it is, man. I'm uncut. I'm raw. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a damn what another next person has to say about me. And when they do, there's a repercussion behind that. And they get that repercussion. You know what I'm saying? I can disrespect you in a nice way, and I can disrespect you in a very, very nasty way. And then if you get too big for your pants, I'm going to cut your legs off. That's me. Okay. So that's what it is. This life, man. This life. This real. This shit is real. You know what I'm saying? And I don't play with it. You know. So, yes, sir. But anyway, my brother, you keep on coming back. I'm on once a month. Normally, either I'm at the Normally, I'm either at the end of the month or the first part of the month. But listen, just go to my inbox on the Boston Chronicle, Jeffrey Sanders on the Boston Chronicle, and drop your information, man, so we can stay in touch, man. And next show, I'll drop you the link, man, so you can come to the next show.
All right, that sounds amazing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, because over here you'll get it real. Uncut. And ain't nobody over here singing like prima donnas over here. Nobody. Okay? All right?
All right, I appreciate
you. All right, my brother.
You.
Yes, all sir. Right. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Hall of Fame legend. We're about to have a track by the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame legend, Brother O. Get it, baby.
Hood full of soldiers, probably hollow eagles, head full of rollers, term no tangles, get it, pick it up, where the rest left back, what a wish you would, bang in a tangle, west ramp, top still active, young Earl of Pearl, nigga, I just might grab my world of pearl, and do it for the coasters, do it cause I'm poster, brand new waffle clips next to the toaster, a brand new chopper bitch next to my old one, big bottle of vodka, X and the old one, with stars grinning, grab your shit and start. Women, they ripping the paw, men and women in all cheering, and they might hop out, turned up and chit-chat, yeah. Inglewood City calling high blood pressure.
On my mama, I shot a whole bunch of people.
Some bananas hop on a rogue glide, turning to Mitchie Knievel.
Unadulterated G-shit. Crunchy Levi's in the Billy with the misery kit. Swagging, if you can do it in the khaki suit. Flag wagon, I'm an old family red nose root. G-ignorance, TV's on a motorcycle. Walking in front of their clubhouse, it's in the hood arrival. But my G-status got me all right, though. Some patent leather YSLs, homies call them Michaels. The Damu, G-Wags, sponsor likable. Real, recognized, real, no matter what size you want. I grew up with you devils, I'd rock that dude. But these devils rock the color the Jersey ones do. And the brims, crips, and rules swim in the same pool. While the reaper dog paddles in a three-piece shark suit.
Blood nigga, since the 90s I've been wood rich. Fly nigga, only Vicky where the boss is sick. 500 and zip, that's some awesome shit. Large numbers for the people that I'm talking with. Loud polo shorts, white Bermuda. Loud Indo drinks, we do Bermuda. 951 gazelles like Joe Cooley. Original young mafia, so what it do, fooly?
You niggas don't amuse me, I spit like an Uzi. Tight shirt, steamy jeans, you niggas confuse me. Talking like a killer, looking sweet as a smoothie. 10 shots for how you niggas leaking, woozy. Red rags on the bike, everything to the right. Socks pulled up high, salute the big wide. Pour me a foe in a lemonade. You want it, you get it, nigga, run your thing.
Ooh-wee. Again, welcome to WBBN, the Ghost of Time Multimedia, presents the Boston Chronicle, broadcasted live from Lagos, Nigeria. Y'all know the call-in number is 516-453-9133. You have to press #1 to join the Ngozi Time conversation. Okay, caller number 8, are you in queue?
Hello,
Caller number eight.
How are you tonight? This is Angela. I'm calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Can you hear me?
You're calling from, yes, I can hear you very well. Very, very well.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Just wanted to call in and say
okay,
hello,
yes.
Enjoying the show.
Oh, you are? Okay. So
I
then
am.
you got a special invitation from the host, Mr. Boston, Jeffrey A. Sanders, and you get a special invitation of keep coming back.
And I will. I'm always here.
So do you have?
Yeah, I'm always here. I'm always tuning in.
Okay. So what do you have for us tonight?
Well, I knew you were going to ask me that, but of course Yeah. Everybody know I'm not really a poet. I am a writer.
Maybe. Listen.
And
listen,
I do
listen,
have a
something.
Piece tonight that I want to share.
Let me explain.
It's
this
the shadows
to you.
Of low self-esteem, let down and disappointment. The darkness looms. Only in gloom have we been able to bloom. Why have the shadows been the source? When will you come into the light? The light to your soul. Spiritual rebirth cries out to you. Overcoming beyond what you can see in the natural. Know you are unique. There's no pattern. There's no mold. No copycat. You are unique and no one can compete. So love you in your light. And whom God had created you, come out of the shadow into the light. That's that piece.
And you just told me that you wasn't a poet.
I'm not. I just write words. God just give me words, and I just share words however they flow. I just write them down. And however I feel, however they hit me when I say them, then that's what I give to the people. I got what you said tonight. You know.
Okay.
I kept saying, I'm not a poet. I'm not this. I'm not that. And people kept hearing my words, and they kept saying, share. And I did exactly that. So thank you for encouraging people tonight.
Yeah. The thing of it is people do not understand. Like I said earlier, words have the power to kill you or let you live. And what people don't understand when it comes to poetry, they can say, no, that wasn't a good piece of poetry, but nobody knows what that piece of poetry or that write did when it went out into the atmosphere. Somebody could have heard that, those words, and it could have changed their life. You feel me? That's what people don't understand. And people like to throw negative connotation on words. And then when it comes back from the atmosphere and bounce back up in their face, they're going to say, whoa, she just said that. And that could have helped me. And I put a negative connotation on it. Wow. You see, when that's the way Mother Universe works. You know, you throw something out there and somebody come behind you and try to throw something negative on it or throw some salt on it, they're going to come back and visit them. Karma. Karma wears a mean dress and some cold high heels. Believe me. I'm going to tell you. All right, my sister. Appreciate you. I like that piece.
Thank you.
You know, what I want you to keep on doing is just keep on doing from your heart, not from your brain. Keep writing from your heart. Whatever God gives
and that's
you,
what I do. That's
you.
What I do.
Yeah.
That piece there is going to be released in a book on this Friday. My birthday is Friday, and I'm dropping a book called From Brokenness, From Broken to Be Molded and Mended in His Image. So, yeah.
Well,
thank you. I am a fellow host here. I'll be on next Wednesday.
Okay. What I'm going to tell you what you need to do is, and I'm coming to that show, what you need to do is drop that in the Boston Chronicles page on Facebook. Just look up Jeffrey Sanders, and you'll see a picture that says Boston Chronicle. Drop that into my inbox with the information on how they can buy it and what the whoop de whoop de whoop. And I'm gonna promote it on my page for a couple of weeks.
All right, I appreciate
that.
And I'm sure the ladies will appreciate that too. Also, next Wednesday, make sure you tune in because I'm gonna have four amazing poetess on with me as we celebrate National Poetry Awareness Month. Kicks off April 1st.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to definitely do that.
Thank you. Enjoying your show.
Absolutely. Thank you. Appreciate you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, y'all heard that. Y'all know what time it is, right? All right. No, Mr. DJ, I'm calling on you again. Let me see what you got. Hit me.
No. It's time to bring these callers on, and this person has been waiting patiently. And you know who she is.
Okay. Let me see. Caller.
He always seems to save the best for last, you know?
caller. Well,
we
look at
we have such an extensive conversation, and I think everybody likes to hear that thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now, listen to me, Laura.
Mr. Jeffrey, peace and blessings. Yes. Yes.
Miss Laura, yes. I'm going to tell everybody what you said.
Okay.
I'm going to tell the whole entire world what you said.
I have no shame.
Okay, you shouldn't have. I'm going to tell you, this is what Laura said. She said, man, you wear your sexy like the brush in a painter's hand. Got my panties about to come off. Woman, do you think you deserve me? Mister, do you think you have what it takes to capture me? A man can't give you what he doesn't have, but I have what most men haven't been taught yet. But I assure you, I have that come get her, that exact thing her need desires. I know that you have need, wants, dreams, and desires. I'm the thing that gives you a regal penetration, a perpetuation. After carefully evaluating, I have come to the conclusion that I am the thing that can meet her regency inside her frequency, and it's that exact same thing as her saying, can't you just hook your dick in this wriggly baby, sexy regency? Achieving your goal has to be there, and that comes from fantasizing about her desires as an indicator of her power. But, baby, I'm merely curious if you can appreciate regal craft work with cool-headed elegance. And she said, well, mister, show me what the fuck you got. In peace.
You're so fresh.
That's what poetry does.
I might be, you know, somewhere else. I have a thought other than, nice. if someone else did it, you feel me? But I love it. I love it.
Well, anyway, Ms. Laura.
Where's my question?
There is no question. I gave you a question, and I answered it for you all in the same piece. Now, you get on that mic because you're above the footstool of the bed. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to get your feet work. You don't want to get your feet work with this regality. You know what I'm saying? So, I got the realest imagination, something. But you already know I got the realest imagination, something that should only be handled with caution. And I ask again, where do we go from here? Like I said, you should take yourself into imagination's eye to see through the literal and to the deeper metaphorical contagia that lies within me. You know what I mean? All right. The mic is yours. Talk. Get on the mic. Hey, get on the mic. Get on the mic. Get on the mic. Go.
Seven-eight genius. Sired in my thoughts. As tune after tune drift under and around my emotional silk. Hiding under cover of night, enjoying thrilling pleasure, slowly passing the windows of my mind, you call. As the temptations dropped in cue, blowing heavenly. The sound of your voice blends with the notes of the moment Dennis raps his fine second tenor. I smile as I pass the flood of people. Selfishly, I moved past the crowd with my personal rhapsody, and you spoke in your own metaphoric notes, introducing pages of an upgraded melody to a prior selection. I knew in those pleasuring moments your maestro mind was preparing me for a new chapter of our production.
I wanted to sit in my night room absorbing the nourishment of the range consonants as you placed importance on what would become steps for me in my continued considering constitution. You can loop, surround, and literally own verbs while giving new meanings to old fellowships, creating systems of understanding for my edification. With his magnanimous outpouring, she took mental notes, quieting the hunger to swoon. I know you well. His actions are purposeful, never just on a whim when it comes to our corporation. When you verified that, which I knew after you exchanged a music sheet, stating your preference for increase where my evil of charts were concerned, a taste for an instant, there would be an exercise that would require intense concentration for accurate completion. I thought later over all that transpired, announcing to myself, he is the genius of my life. In peace.
Miss Lois, I ain't going to tell you no more. I ain't going to tell you no more about bringing marbles to a knife fight. What did I tell you about that?
Bringing marbles to a knife fight?
Yeah. I like that entanglement. I like that entanglement you tried to entangle me in, but you was out of ink. Okay, but I like that.
Shut up. I knocked you upside the head with one of my marbles.
Okay. That sounds good. I hope you have a sling bigger than David's that killed Goliath.
Mm-hmm.
I'm way much taller than Goliath.
Yeah, and then that I'm so much shorter than you. I got a perfect angle, you know?
Oh, okay. Perfect. Okay. All right. I'm going to let you slide with that one. All right. Anyway.
Because it's true. You know it's
I'm
going
to let you slide. I'm going to let you slide with that one. I'm going to catch you. I'm going to catch you on the back end. I'm going to catch you on the back end with six dice. Okay. All right. Anyway, checkmate. Anyway, we about to have a track by the international internet radio hall of fame legend, Brother O.
Gold chains and gold rings, from hoes and supplying fiends. Martin Luther told a little nigga have a drink. I'm the king. I got the buzz of a dope dealer in 84, but I still hustle like a broke nigga. Jack is staring at me cause they know it's real, but the dealer cook a hater like a forming grill. Hoon and Dodger shit, flocking to our pockets rich. He only 15, but he a shooter like Stojakovic. Raw like a Kia Coke, trunk full of dope, I'm skiing on a slope. Like Big Snoop, gangster like Duck Feet, representing like Pac, the realest, they love me. Shout to Dad Zilly, that's my big bro though. She fell in love, I set her down on Fig and told her YOLO. Whoa. Built a ball mania, shots to Austria, Japan, and Romania. Can't forget about Perry, see them fish high boys be my niggas till they bury me. Baby think she fly, but I ain't feeling her. Puffing on the blunt, thinking my other bitch killing her. I put that on my feet tonight, Teresa. Try to play me like a tweaker, bullet singing like a reaper. Frankens in my pocket like a hustle with a beeper. Fuck them niggas cross the street, look, I got this shit for cheaper. Riding through the ghetto with some jewels on me, packing heavy metal with 1,000 tattoos on me.
They ride out and bow down before him. All hail the kingdom when told to glory. Bang, bang, he set the money bang. We're all deep in these streets, he's L.A. gang.
Gangsters, killers, gorillas, and
blood spillers. Them drug dealers, two guns toting them hood niggas. Sunset, Marquee chilling up in the villa. 2012 black outside, black leather vanilla. I'm play calling, haters are sidelining. Liquid in that dog pound shit, the whole squad sick. Mac, Luciano, and Trife, we on that mob shit. Tila kick a verse and make them goons wanna rob shit. The streets is listening, I know they watching. I breathe light back in the west, homie, I'm godsend. I've been fresh since Herc and Red Alert. Since Cube did boys in the hood lifting his shirt like, what the problem is? We got a problem here. They love me in that special way like Elder Barge and them. They say King T back, I never left. Your boy zip locked and preserved, I'm forever fresh.
They ride down, bow down before him. All hail the kingdom with souls of glory.
LA King.
Bang, bang, it's just a money thing. We're all deep in these streets, LA King.
LA King.
Like I'm in the league, in the ninth gear, on the 10 speed. All money in, nifty. Pockets rich, rolling like a nigga buying 60. Bad bitches swing with me. Same niggas hang with me, used to slang came with me. Looking cocky in a pair of socks. Watch Super Rocky, Luke, different rocks. Pockets full of broccoli, mobbing with my pockets. My lifestyle fast like a Maserati. Bugatti dreaming, screaming, fuck Illuminati. Fuck a cop, fuck a job, fuck your new Ferrari. Hey, where I go, I got the green lit. Gold jewelry with the diamonds on that king shit. Pinky ring cost 3 zips times 3 flips. 3 flips, bout to strip for the king, bitch.
They ride out and bow down before him. All hail the kingdom with souls of glory.
LA King.
Bang, bang, it's just a money thing. We're all deep in these streets, LA King.
LA King.
First of all, Mr. Boston, they'd be glad that I'm a broadcaster now. They'd be really glad that I'm trying to mentor people because they could have went left. You know what I'm saying? Everybody out there knows all my family back in Compton. Y'all know who I am. You know what I represented. You know what I'm saying? I'm not down with that now because I'm a grown man and I'm a father. Okay?
That's
and,
right.
You know, growing up and, you know, being going into, you know, the Coast Guard and all that and getting my degrees, you better be glad that I'm not the person that just rapped. And also, tonight, that last verse was Nipsey Hussle before he became famous. On King T's track, L.A. King. Let people understand who we are. Mr. Boston and I are from the turf. We're from California. Don't ever get it twisted.
Right.
Don't ever get it twisted.
Yeah.
I'm going to let Mr. Boston go back on ice for a second for Ngozi time. But, you know, I'm glad that, you know, all in all raised me to be better. You know, I was out in the streets. And everything you heard was the soundtrack of my life. Okay? And God preserved me to do better things. You better be glad. You better be glad. Tomorrow night on these stations at WBNN, we have a person that is outstanding. He is the coach, Derek Gibson. And, of course, the coach's corner. 9:30 Eastern, standard time, daylight time, whatever time, on WBNN. Of course, WBNN has advertising too. And Ngozi Time Multimedia. We are Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest at Ngozi Time. Also, Ola W. Malewa Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight? Ole Dele, that goes with my gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, the 2019 MSNN Radio Broadcasting DJ and Shrani, the 2021 producing Shrani, the 2022 lifetime achievement elect. But more importantly, I'm your mother and father's favorite. Again, my name is Ola W. Malay Ngozi. Saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. Congratulations to my man, Jeffrey, Mr. Boston Sanders, on his fourth WBNN. And then tonight he said WBBN, and I'm gonna choke him, but it's okay, let it ride. But it's WBNN, All Time Connection record tonight, and he's so excited. And he got it, you know, it's a wonderful show. He got a chance to show you who he is, one of the most dynamic poets in broadcasting, period. And he's part of our family, okay? For the next 2 minutes and 47 seconds, you have Mr. Boston, y'all.
Well, I ain't told y'all. My man just said it to y'all. I ain't got no more to say. Only thing I got to say to y'all is G-O-O-D. N-I-G-A-T. See ya next time, next month. Bye.